Some call it self-discovery, others self-realization. But regardless of what you call it, it's essential you know yourself. Or as the Greeks would say, man, know that self. Self-exploration, just like self-love, isn't selfish, it's actually selfless. Now, the more you learn about yourself, is the more you question your beliefs and the world around you. Now, the more you question your beliefs, is the more open-minded your mind becomes. The more open-minded your mind becomes, is the more you open your mind to new experiences, new people, and new ideas. In today's episode, we have a guest who would share with us his opinion when it comes to life, self, and self-growth. I'm Ali Oceans. And this is Evil. Please stay with us. All right. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. This interview is actually going to be on a phone call because of distance as usual. And because of we're trying to deal with the staying safe and quarantine period. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about self-discovery. And like I titled today's episode, Who You, it's basically we're trying to look at the different perspectives as to how people see themselves and how people have found self-discovery. And to help us understand this topic more, we have a guest. His name is Mustafa Kayade. Kayade, how are you? Good afternoon.
I'm very good. How are you doing? Good
afternoon. I'm fine, thank you. All right, guys, Mustafa is an accountant graduate of Bowen University, a lifestyle and culture enthusiast, a lover of good food. I heard he's a foodie too. Good food, good conversation, and good humor. And he's an aspiring business mogul, a lifestyle coach, and he plays basketball. Wow, I didn't know that one. Okay, so he plays basketball, and he loves to share his knowledge and ideas. So anyone who wants to listen can listen. Kayade, I hope you're having a great day and I hope you're safe wherever you are today.
Definitely.
So tell me, why did you actually decide to be a guest on our show today? I mean, when I actually reached out to you and told you it was going to be something about self-discovery, what really went through your mind? How did you see it? Why did you agree to do it with us?
I think basically the person that actually being you was a contributing factor. It's always a pleasure for me to be involved in things like this, to share my thoughts and then be able to communicate with others and everybody else around me how I feel about certain things. And then self-discovery is one of the things that we as people struggle with. So anything anybody can say just to help that one person or two people just help find themselves and then help the other people, it's always a pleasure for me to do.
Amazing. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. All right, so we're just going to go straight to the business of the day. So tell me, is there a purpose to life? And seriously, we've had a lot of people talk about discovering themselves and how it has to do with purpose. So I'd like to ask a question. Is there a purpose to life? And if so, what do you think it is? Why are we on Earth, basically?
Definitely. I think no one can argue with the logic of there being a purpose to life. Either you want to look at it from the logical aspect or you can look at it from the biblical aspect. If you want to come from the biblical aspect, we are all put on this earth. God has then predestined you before your birth to actually come and then do wonderful things. And if you want to look at it from the logical aspect, you as a human being, you come to life with some innate ability, some innate function. That for some reason, your body, your mind, everything about you just tilts to one thing. And in my own understanding, it's just that ability that is given to you, or that talent that is given to you to actually impact human life. So it could be you going as far back as Ford, Henry Ford, that invented cars. I keep forgetting the names of this guy. Invented electricity and then other things of life that we as a human race we've been able to find very appealing and very, very useful for everyday activities. So I think definitely each and every single one of us was on this earth for each, definitely.
Okay, so if I heard you clearly, we actually came into this world for a reason, for a purpose. Now, I'd like to know, what do you think is your purpose? Why are you here on Earth? Because it's one thing to generalize everything. I mean, I know why I'm here on Earth, or I think I do, I think I do,
exactly,
but I
exactly.
don't know. So you tell me, what exactly do you think you are actually on Earth for? What's your purpose here?
Me personally, I strongly believe that it's things we have to the way things we reach out to, the way to convince people and then talk to people about different things. Whether it's something simple or you're going through a very hard time, just find a way to just talk to you, motivate you, and then just bring you out of that bad. So I think for me personally, I think my gift or my talent or my reason for being here is just to like spread goodness or the potential to just meet and everything that single human being has.
Oh, amazing. All right. So, I'd like to know too, how would you define the term a good life? I mean, I've heard Kiss Daniel sing about that, and I've asked a few friends what exactly they see or what exactly they term a good life. What exactly is that word? As in, how do you explain a good life, really?
I think you're moving in full of form, right? You're going to have so many different views of a good life. I think in some opinions, people think a good life is having tens and tens and tens of billions of millions and then having girls, fast cars, all the things in life. But for me personally, I believe a good life is simply a good life is you being surrounded by people you love and they love you back.
Okay.
A good life is you doing what you love every single day of your life. I think a good life is you just waking up and then being happy. Being happy about things you do, people that surround you, the fact that God has put you on the earth to do great things and you're actually doing those great things, living a beautiful legacy, not just about money, not just about material things,
right,
but your ability and then the way you just live your everyday life happy and free. I think that for me is the definition of a good life.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Now, let's go to the next thing. I remember when I tried to, or when I used to attend seminars that would help you discover yourself or know yourself. And I know I used to try to get my friends to come along and they'd be so reluctant about it. And I found out that even as a person, even as myself, as I'm sitting down here, basically, when it comes to discovering oneself, some people get so reluctant about the whole issue. So I'd like to ask, do you actually know why that happens? Why do people get so reluctant when it comes to discovering themselves or realizing themselves?
I think because the whole person is scared. I think because we don't want to be known. And if you know our people, and by people I mean Nigerians, we have issues with actually going into those deep thoughts and then bringing out your feelings and then facing those fears.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is provide up the hustle and then you just going about your every 9-to-5 day life and just doing what you have to do to make it. But we do not acknowledge the mental side. Now, the downside about actually discovering yourself, if you're not careful, you get lost in that realm.
Yeah.
You get lost in the activities of everything that surrounds you. Get lost in failures, get lost in the bad side. But if you can pull through and then focus on the good, you then know what's pulling you down and how you can remove that weight and just keep pushing on. So I think the scariest part of self-discovery is just basically the fear of you maybe not being enough, you actually not having the skills, you actually not having what it takes to success. I think that's the hardest part.
Okay, so if I heard you clearly, people are basically just afraid of knowing the fear of the unknown, trying to know themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. So this time around,
because if you were to tell somebody that if you get to know yourself, it's all positive, there's no fear in that.
Yeah,
there's no downside. It's just actually you being scared that, okay, you know what? What if I'm really not doing it? What if I'm really not fine enough? What if I'm really not tall enough? What if I'm really not athletic enough to do these things that I really want to do? What happens? I think that's where it buckles down and then disappear and then they just keep pushing on whatever they think without having to deep down yourself.
Nice. Okay. All right. So do you value intelligence over wisdom? Or do you value intelligence over wisdom? Like, is intelligence... Hold on. Let me just rephrase again so we can be clear. Do you value intelligence or wisdom more highly? Which one do you really go for? I don't think there's any difference in both of them, though. But If there is, really, which one do you value more?
I think realistically, I think there's a difference. And me personally, I believe in intelligence. Okay, this is why I said. The difference being wisdom usually comes from people who are self-aware, people who know the reality of life, people who know how to adjust situations, good or bad.
Okay.
Intelligence is just like raw. Intelligence is just what you as a human being have. It's unfiltered. Intelligence can go bad, can go good. Most people with wisdom, they usually use it for good. That's why wisdom is always seen as a good thing. So intelligence can be bad. It can be very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
People who have very high IQ can tend to use it the wrong ways in terms of some maybe psychopath or doing evil things.
Yeah.
So I think intelligence is raw, then wisdom is filtered intelligence. Wisdom is using through so many things and then having the knowledge to know that, you know what, this is good, this is bad, this is correct, this is wrong. So I think that's the difference between wisdom and intelligence. That's
okay, so which one would you hold more of high esteem?
I think intelligence.
Intelligence.
With intelligence, you can do the undoable. It's just you filtering it in the right direction and then you're just using it for positive things.
Amazing. Oh, that's cool. All right. So do you think creativity has a limit? I mean, every creative person out there, I mean, I've been there before. I know what it means to have a creative block and I know how it affected me and I know what triggers it actually. So the question is, do you think creativity has a limit? Is there a limit to how creative a person can be?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think there's a limit to creativity. Because in the word itself, creativity is you having the ability to think of the unthinkable, do the unthinkable,
yeah.
You being able to reach into the depths of anything, be it lifestyle, be it culture, be it your human affairs, like you just being able to do that which nobody else can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that being said, I think there's just levels to creativity. Some people are way more creative than some others. So creativity on its own definitely has me.
Okay, that's cool. In everybody's life, from childhood to puberty to adulthood at this point, we've all gone through different phases of our lives that have changed us, changed how we see things, changed how we accept things. So my question is the concept of you always changing? I mean, I know I have changed a lot, from being a law student to business mogul to a podcaster to I've changed a lot. I've been a graphic designer before. I've been a church administrator before. Every day I evolve into someone else. So I would like to ask the same of you. Is the concept of you always changing? Like, has it really changed over time?
Definitely. I think it's impossible to say more. I think whether you want to or not, you have to change. You have to evolve. So I think the difference now is when people actually, like me personally, actually put in that effort to actually change and then evolve in bigger ways and in bigger steps. Like for instance, now me coming up, all that was on my mind was 9 to 5. Book, reading, going to school, getting good grades, coming out of school, getting a good job, not having the understanding of those things around me, not having the understanding of my innate ability to actually want to do things that I really want. Not what society says. So you just go into school, reading, and then coming out with whatever degree, and you're getting a good job and continuing your life. So I think for me, when I was in school, like I said, all that was on my mind was getting out of school. But leaving school, there's more to life. There's more to your abilities than just getting good grades. Good grades doesn't judge who you are. So evolving from that to a person who wants to be aware of that, of those things that surround you. Evolving from that to someone who wants to actually make a change in my country, actually make a change in my society. Evolving from that to actually be involved in various businesses and then wanting to like make mass impact, mass profit, mass of everything. So it's just that drive that just keeps pushing me to wanting to be better and be better and better. So I think definitely always changing is paramount for me.
Okay, that's really cool. All right, so when it comes to finding self, what would you love to share with our amazing audience? When you're asked to explain, okay, now I'm asking, if if someone is to find each or self, is that correct? Oh my god. Okay, if somebody is actually finding self, if somebody is finding self, what would you actually love to tell the person? What exactly could you tell our amazing audience when it comes to finding self?
I think the best advice or best thing I can tell to somebody, it's not a one day thing, it's based on one day process.
Okay.
It's a lifetime. It's a continual adaptation of one's environment and then trials and tribulations. If you've been able to face situations and then coming out and talk. For instance, now you facing a car crash can give you the impact that life is short.
Yeah.
And then makes you want to do more and more and more. You facing a particular adversity of your business, you know, recording profit for a year. It gives you an understanding of how to save and how to manage your income and your expenditure better.
Yeah.
So that you know how to pull out profit on the next couple of terms. So I think that concept of change and then that self-discovery, it's not just a one day process, it's lifetime process. Because with every opportunity comes an experience. And then from that experience, you get to learn who you are. With dating somebody comes an experience, with marriage comes an experience, with you doing your master's comes an experience, with you involving yourself in business comes an experience. So every single thing you go through helps define and helps shape the kind of person you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions you make in every situation you find yourself is how you get to know how you survive in those situations. So I think just keep working on yourself, just keep pushing. Know that it's a never ending process. Something you just keep doing every single day of your life, and then you keep impacting everybody else.
Amazing. All right, so we're going to our signature questions. All right, so this set of questions are questions I love asking, and they're part of what we do as a team, like our podcast. We try and make sure that these three questions are answered because it helps us move forward. So the first one is, what's something people seem to misunderstand about you?
I think this is really funny because, for the longest of time, I was calling myself, right? I think I don't see the way things people always see. So I think people always see that I'm really stubborn. So I think the biggest misconception about me is that I'm stubborn.
Are you stubborn? Jeez.
I guess, that's the biggest misconception. Everybody thinks I always have something. So me always having something to say is what we term as being
stubborn. Oh, really?
And it's not like I never accept for. I just have my views. Like for instance, the typical Yoruba environment will tell you that you can never tell your elder that he or she is wrong.
Sure.
And in my book, I'm like, hold on. And how do you hold people accountable? How do you hold your local government chairman, how do you hold your government, how do you hold your president accountable if you cannot tell the elder person that he's wrong? Like, it doesn't make sense, man. I keep saying this, but everybody keeps coming at me for being this, for being that. And I'm like, that's the reality of life. And I think that's what affects each and every single Nigerian. Our inability to actually say the truth about a situation, but then hide behind some culture and some standards and say that, okay, because we're Nigerians, we're Africans, we can't do things in a certain way. It's
tiring,
but I think my greatest
misunderstanding is okay. Dear people, you've heard him. His greatest misunderstanding, the only one of the things people actually misunderstand about him is that he's stubborn. So in case you come in contact with Mustafa Kayo, they just made a stubborn person. Don't even kill yourself. Alright, so the next question is, where can our listeners connect with you? We always love our listeners to connect with our guests. For me, ask questions, for me get to meet them. So, where can they find you online?
Basically on three platforms, three social media platforms. So
Twitter?
Instagram, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Okay, cool. So, guys, I'm going to get is links and put them in the description box. So, you just go there and check it out and connect with him. So, the last and the most important question of all great questions. What does evolve mean to you?
I think it's self-explanatory. Everything. It's something that we even use for the human race. Scientists tell you that human beings have evolved from the beginning of time of the man. I don't think there's any stopping that.
Oh.
I think evolving is just as a person growing, trying to make yourself better, understanding the phenomenon of life and then adapting to situations and around, not getting locked up in the past, but understanding how your ideas and ideologies actually fit to the system of today, making yourself grow, making the people around you grow, and then just having an open mind to understanding the different schools of thought about life and about everything.
Nice.
You're just moving forward and forward and forward.
Cool. So guys, you've heard him. We have Mustafa Kaide on the show today, and he's an amazing person, trust me. If you have questions, comments, suggestions, and you'd like to share with us, you'd like him to be part of it, please drop them on our DMs and we'll pick it up from there and make sure he answers your questions. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Evolve with Ali, and I'll drop his own contact so you could go follow him up and ask whatever questions you'd like to ask of him. Now, with no further ado, Kaide, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We're so grateful. As in, personally, I'm happy you did this with us. I've got short meetings. This is so important to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Thank you.